from BI triangle to business tetrahedron. A business with a defined mission, a determined leader, and a qualified and unified team begins to take shape as the sections of the BI triangle come together. This is when the BI triangle becomes three-dimensional and turns into a tetrahedron. The point of completion is the introduction of integrity. The definition of integrity is wholeness, entirety, as well as perfect condition and soundness. The more common definition of integrity is honesty or sincerity. While the definitions may sound different, they are in fact the same. A business run with honesty and sincerity when built on the principles of the BI triangle will become complete, whole, and sound. Phase 4. Who is a sophisticated investor? Rich Dad said, "Once you build a successful business, you will have the skills to build as many as you want. You will also have the skills to analyze other businesses from the outside before you invest in them." "So learning to build a business will make me a sophisticated investor?" I asked. "Is that all it takes?" If you learn the lessons along the way and build a successful business, you can become a sophisticated investor, Rich Dad continued, as he brought out his infamous yellow pad. Let's discuss what makes a successful business person and investor a sophisticated investor. A sophisticated investor is an investor who understands each of the 10 investor controls. The sophisticated investor understands and benefits from the advantages of the right side of the cash flow quadrant. Let's go through each investor control so you can get a better understanding of how a sophisticated investor thinks, Rich Dad explained. It is important to understand that a sophisticated investor may choose not to become an inside investor or ultimate investor. Rather, he or she understands the benefits of each control, Rich Dad continued. The more controls these investors possess, the less risk they have in the investment. Investor control number one, the control over yourself. The most important control you must have as an investor is control over yourself. It can determine your success as an investor and is why the entire first phase of the program is dedicated to getting control over yourself. Most of us were taught in school to become employees. There was only one right answer, and making mistakes was horrible. We were not taught financial literacy in school. It takes a lot of work and time to change your thinking and to become financially literate. A sophisticated investor knows that there are multiple right answers, that the best learning comes through making mistakes, and that financial literacy is essential to be successful. They know their own financial statements, and they understand how each financial decision they make will ultimately impact their financial statements. To become rich, you must teach yourself to think like a rich person. Investor control number two, the control over income, expense, and asset liability ratios. This control is developed through financial literacy. My rich dad taught me the three cash flow patterns of the poor, middle class, and the rich. I decided at an early age that I wanted to have the cash flow pattern of a rich person. The cash flow pattern of the poor shows the person's job-giving income, but that income goes right to paying all expenses. The cash flow pattern for the middle class looks a bit different, but gives a similar result. The middle class income goes to purchasing liabilities, which become expenses, and the cash flows out of their hands. Individuals in the middle class accumulate more debt as they become more successful. A pay raise qualifies them to borrow more money from the bank so they can buy personal items like bigger cars, vacation homes, boats, and motorhomes. Their wage income comes in and is spent on current expenses and then on paying off this personal debt. As their income increases, so does their personal debt. This is what we call the rat race. The rich have their assets work for them. They have gained control over their expenses and focus on acquiring or building assets. Their businesses pay most of their expenses and they have few, if any, personal liabilities. You may have a cash flow pattern that is a combination of these three types. What story does your financial statement tell? Are you in control of your expenses? Sophisticated investors buy assets that put money in their pockets. It is just that simple. Investor control number three, the control over the management of the investment. An inside investor who owns enough of an interest in the investment whereby he or she can control the management decisions has this investor control. It can be as a sole owner or where the investor owns enough of an interest that he or she is involved in the decision-making process. The skills learned through building a successful business are essential to this investor. Once the investor possesses these skills, he or she is better able to analyze the effectiveness of the management of other potential investments. If the management appears competent and successful, the investor is more comfortable investing funds.